Thanks for joining us for the start of a new week here on CNN Student News. I'm Monica Lloyd. An assessment from the Commander-in-Chief. President Bush is getting ready to give Congress a report on the situation in Iraq. A tape from Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, releases a new video before the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. And a dilemma for archaeologists. Construction near a site that's sacred to several world religions is causing tension in Israel. First up today, President Bush is getting ready to give a report to Congress on the situation in Iraq. Now, one of the issues that's likely to come up is a strategy he announced back in January, sending an additional 20,000 troops to the Middle East nation. The move is commonly referred to as the surge. Now, when he made the decision, President Bush said the majority of the troops would be sent to Baghdad. Their mission would be to help secure neighborhoods in the Iraqi capital and protect the local population. The president has said that a lot of his report will be based on recommendations from U.S. military and civilian leaders in Iraq. But as Josh Leves explains, the information is coming directly from the commander-in-chief.
General Petraeus.
The pressure is on the top U.S. commander in Iraq as he prepares to tell Congress how things are progressing. But don't be fooled by the term the Petraeus Report. Lawmakers talk about it in news releases and news conferences.
The Petraeus Report in September?
There isn't one. Even the Defense Department says there is no such thing. The general will testify to Congress, as will U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Ryan Crocker. Expect some sharp questioning.
The facts are self-evident that the progress is not being made.
The written report about the state of affairs in Iraq comes from the president. Congress mandated that he submit it by Saturday, September 15th. He says he'll go largely by what these two say.
The main ingredients in that report for me to report to the country will be what General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker report.
What can we expect his report to say? Based on his remarks during his recent surprise trip to Iraq, we know he'll argue the troop increase is helping.
The surge of operations that began in June is improving security throughout Iraq.
As for the idea of withdrawing some troops, he gave no suggestion that such a step could be imminent.
We begin to draw down troops from Iraq. It will be from a position of strength and success, not from a position of fear and failure.
Now, CNN has learned that Petraeus will recommend no troop reductions before the spring, when the troop increase is scheduled to start phasing out. Ultimately, that decision is up to President Bush. The U.S. military war death toll currently stands at more than 3,700. Josh Lev, CNN, Atlanta.
Is this legit? Al-Qaeda means the base. This is true. Al-Qaeda is Arabic for the base.
Al-Qaeda is also the terrorist organization that was behind the attacks of September 11, 2001. And their leader and founder, Osama bin Laden, is one of the FBI's most wanted fugitives. U.S. officials have confirmed that a videotape released last week features the Al-Qaeda leader. On it, bin Laden calls the war in Iraq unjust and encourages Americans to embrace Islam to end it. Brian Todd has an analysis of the tape.
The same clothes and calm demeanor as his video in October of 2004, but this time the beard is black, not streaked with gray. The appearance and body language of Osama bin Laden on this latest tape is the first thing we analyzed with Steve Call, Pulitzer Prize-winning author on bin Laden.
There's a long streak of self-consciousness and vanity in his appearances. He's often retapes some of his presentations when he feels he hasn't done a very good job, and he's a performer and a marketer.
Early on, he crows about September 11th, saying despite America's status as the world's greatest economic and military power,
19 young men were able to change the directions of his compass.
Now he more or less concedes that this is his doing, and he's quite proud of it in a way. So I think the more time has passed, the more pride he has taken in that attack.
But there's contradiction. He almost condemns 9/11. In the transcript, quote, "burning living beings is forbidden in our religion, even if they be small like the ant." Is he ignoring the images of the World Trade Center on fire?
He's often contradicted himself in this way, particularly when he feels defensive, when he is accused of violence against civilians.
And what to make of him ticking through news events, the Democrats taking power in Congress, even an apparent reference to the American mortgage crisis. Call says he wants to do more than prove he's still alive.
Like American news consumers. He seems sometimes to get irritated at politicians and newsmakers talking about him in a way that he doesn't agree with.
It's bin Laden's seeming consumption of news that Call believes might offer insight into where he is. Satellite TV, access to news outlets, is widely available in Pakistan. Call believes that's the most likely place this video was made. Brian Todd, CNN, Washington.
Time for the shout-out. Which of these words describes the study of ancient people and their cultures? If you think you know it, shout it out. Is it angelology, audiology, archaeology, or anthology? You've got 3 seconds. Go! It's C, archaeology, that describes the scientific study of ancient humans. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
Archaeology is all about studying what's old, but we live in modern times, right? So, out with the old and in with the new. It makes sense when you're cleaning out your closet, but what if that modern update might destroy something ancient forever? Atika Schubert reports on a debate happening in Israel right now where archaeology is throwing a wrench in a construction project.
It's a simple trench, 500 meters long, over 1,600 feet, just 1.5 meters deep, less than 5 feet. But it is causing a big stir in the most disputed property on earth.
Muslims call it the Noble Sanctuary, home to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, the third holiest site in Islam. Jews call it the Temple Mount, where the first and second temples, the holiest sites in Judaism, once stood.
Any construction here draws controversy. In February, riots broke out after Israeli authorities attempted to repair a bridge leading to the area. Israeli archaeologist Gabriel Barkai of Bar Ilan University says this construction is destroying valuable artifacts. He gave us a tour of the site. Israeli police allowed only a small handheld camera. Archaeological finds litter the site, Barkai says. His team points to what they say may be a Roman pillar here, a Byzantine facade there.
And all that depth hides inside it all the secrets of the Temple Mount. All that was removed. It is very, very delicate.
But the Waqf, the Islamic trust that oversees the day-to-day running of the area, says the trench is necessary to replace dangerously outdated electric cables. The trust says Israeli government monitors are here every day, including an archaeologist from the State Antiquities Authority. The engineer overseeing the project says no archaeological find of significance has been found.
Till now, I'm working here 27 years. I don't hear they found anything.
But Barkai disputes that. He heads a project to sift through debris from previous construction in the area, funded by a Jewish group that aims, quote, to strengthen Israel's current and historic connection to Jerusalem.
In Jerusalem, archaeology and politics unfortunately go hand in hand.
And here it has an anchor.
Nonetheless, he says he has turned up tens of thousands of artifacts, many of them small items like this Roman die. The Antiquities Authority refused to comment. Barkai is demanding a full archaeological excavation in the area, rejected by both the Israeli government and the Islamic Waqf. Engineer Halak says the solution is easy.
Not to make any digging.
Perhaps not the answer either side is looking for. Atika Schubert, CNN, Jerusalem.
Curious to know what we talk about when we put together our daily show? Want to find out what we're cooking up for our next big project? Our blog takes you behind the scenes to get all the inside scoop. Check it out at cnnstudentnews.com. Before we go, we want to show you a mother chihuahua taking care of her babies. Now, before you call this the cutest, cuddliest video ever, take a closer look. Those aren't puppies she's licking clean. They're baby squirrels. The dog's owner found their nest last week in a fallen tree limb. When he brought them home, Mimi's maternal instincts just took over, and she's been caring for them as if they were her very own litter. A little different, but definitely sweet. And that's where we're going to sign off for today's show. We'll see you back here tomorrow for more CNN Student News. Thanks for watching. I'm Monica Lloyd.